T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News, 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. It is our top local story now. You just heard from CBS News. It's our breaking news at this hour. Robert Durst is dead. His attorneys confirming the New York real estate heir died in prison this morning, less than 4 months after he was convicted of murdering his friend Susan Berman at her Benedict Canyon home. Prosecutors said he shot her execution style to keep Berman from talking to police about the disappearance of his wife in 1982. His lawyer says Durst died of natural causes associated to the litany of medical issues he dealt with in recent years. Robert Durst was 78 years old. Funeral for the 14-year-old girl accidentally killed by an LAPD officer's bullet just before Christmas, getting underway at this hour. Civil rights leader Reverend Al Sharpton set to deliver the eulogy. She was hit by a stray bullet when an officer shot at a man who was attacking people inside a store. Her family and community activists want charges to be filed against that officer. Meanwhile, a candlelight vigil will be held this evening for an L.A. County firefighter who died when he was overcome by flames and smoke while battling a house fire last week in Rancho Palos Verdes. The tribute to 47-year-old Jonathan Flagler will begin at 6 p.m. at the Old Hanson Beach Club. That's in San Clemente. His union has now set up a memorial fund to help his widow and their two teenage sons. No word yet on any funeral plans. There's another hat in the ring in the race to become the next mayor of Long Beach. City Councilwoman Susie Price, who is also a prosecutor for the county's DA office, the county DA's office, said today she's running for mayor on a platform that includes making the city safer and boosting the local economy. She joins a growing field of candidates that already includes fellow city council member Rex Richardson and former councilwoman Jerry Shipsky. The current mayor, Robert Garcia, is termed out, will run for a seat in Congress. The L.A. Unified School District still on track to bring kids back to classes on campus tomorrow, but sporting events are being postponed until Friday while administrators keep a close eye on COVID infection numbers. This as cases are skyrocketing across the country.
The numbers are off the charts, and so for at least a few days, LAUSD officials have decided to halt sporting competitions. Jackie Goldberg is an LA school board member.
So our goal is to find out and take some samples and tests of the athletic students and to find out whether or not we can do that. We will reschedule all athletic events being postponed.
She says families have been notified, but kids are supposed to be back in their classrooms tomorrow. LA students and employees, though, must provide proof of a negative COVID test to return.
We know that our transmission rate, though higher than it's ever been, is not even, it's about half of the countywide rate. So students are actually safer at school than they are at home.
Though the athletic events have been halted, athletes, drill team members, and band members will still be allowed to practice outdoors with face masks on. John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
An infectious disease expert questions whether the change regarding athletes, even if it is temporary, is necessary.
Students who play after school and competitive sports in the LA Unified School District are required to be vaccinated, in addition to the weekly testing that all students must undergo. Dr. Peter Chin Hong is a medical professor and infectious disease specialist at UC San Francisco. He says this comes down to what we're willing to accept as a society.
I'm convinced that all of those student athletes, if they were to be ill or if there was a transmission event, which would be made less likely by weekly testing plus vaccination, that those students would not get very ill and would not go to the hospital.
Dr. Chin Hong is also a parent of teenagers. He says he would be fine with his kids or other vaccinated and tested students practicing indoors. Dr. Chin Hong says we've come a long way from 2020 and there is no vaccine that is 100% effective. Vicky Moore, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Meanwhile, all the school districts in Orange County have now resumed in-person classes, but they're still short of the at-home virus test kits promised by the state. Only around 40% of the total kits needed for the county's more than 450,000 students have arrived so far. The rest of the tests are set to arrive sometime tomorrow. They will be distributed to the districts as soon as possible by the OC Department of Education. Department spokesman Ian Hannigan tells KNX this is a very tough time for all those involved.
It's been extremely challenging. Obviously, we're receiving updated guidance pretty frequently, and the districts are doing just an amazing job of processing this and putting protocols in place as they come. I think that, too, there's been tremendous collaboration among the districts. Superintendents meet pretty regularly, trying to figure out where the gaps are, make sure that everybody's on the same page.
He tells us it was the state's preference to get all the tests out by the end of the winter break, but says there is never a bad time to test at this point in the COVID pandemic. With about a third of California's hospitals facing critical staff shortages because of employees who've caught COVID-19, the state's health department is considering an order that would postpone many elective surgeries. But meanwhile, many hospitals are already delaying operations on their own. The website CalMatters says staffing problems recently forced a San Diego hospital to put off brain surgery, yes, brain surgery, for a 7-year-old girl that was meant to ease her chronic pain. And Arcadia's Methodist Hospital is set to cancel dozens of non-emergency operations planned for this week.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.